I will never forget my brother's wedding toast. In front of our esteemed guests, my brother said, "You may know my brother David as the responsible rabbinical student, but growing up, we called him the absent-minded professor. He literally lost everything he could get his hands on. When it comes to the art of losing things or misplacing them, I am a Rembrandt. I have misplaced on numerous occasions my car keys, my sunglasses, in large parking lots, even my car. Whether it's library cards or credit cards, I happen to lose them all. Thank God I have my wife who tells me where everything is. I always breathe a sigh of relief when she returns all of my lost objects. There are few greater feelings." This week, I heard a story of a lost item that was actually returned. There are iconic pictures for certain generations. For the World War II generation, I think of the United States flag being raised atop Mount Suribachi during the Battle of Iwo Jima. For my generation, a generation that came to adulthood in 2001, it was the picture of the three firemen raising the flag at Ground Zero on that fateful day. The photo called Raising the Flag at Ground Zero, taken by Thomas E. Franklin, became the iconic image of that terrible day. Instead of Marines invading an island, the heroes of 9/11 were the first responders, firemen and police officers, who rushed into the building, many losing their lives, and then risking their lives afterward by helping to find survivors. But there's an interesting follow-up to the story. That iconic flag that became a symbol of hope and resiliency in the face of unimaginable tragedy actually went missing that day. According to the producer and director of the film, Michael Tucker, The Flag, a film that told the story of raising of the flag that day, it was either misplaced, stolen, or secreted away by unknown forces in the chaos of Ground Zero. Another flag was used at future remembrances, but that iconic flag was lost. 15 years later, in 2016, the flag miraculously reemerges in Everett, Washington at a fire station. A retired Marine named Brian returned it, but his true identity was never ascertained even after an exhaustive search. The flag went through testing, both DNA and materials testing, to see if it was indeed the same flag, and it was deemed to be authentic. A retired New York Police Department officer who now works with the Everett Police Department held the flag as it was being packaged to return to New York City. He grabbed onto the flag, held it up to his face, smelled it, turned and looked to the detective who was there to take it and said, "That's the smell that I remember from that day." Our parasha this week, Ki Tzeitzei, contains more mitzvot than any other parasha in the entire Torah. We read about laws of what to do with female war captives, rebellious sons, marital relations, executions, runaway slaves, nocturnal emissions, no interest loans, fair weights and measures, and much, much more. But there's one law that stuck out to me this week, the mitzvah of Hashavat Avedah, the returning of lost objects. In America, there's a famous saying, finders keepers and losers weepers. Fortunately, that is not a saying in the Torah. It is the mitzvah that Brian, the man who remains anonymous, even until this day, fulfilled 15 years after the tragedy of September 11th, 2001. In Deuteronomy 22, 1-3, we read the following. If you see your fellow's ox or sheep gone astray, do not ignore it. You must take it back to your fellow. If your fellow does not live near you, or you do not know who he is, you shall bring it home, and it shall remain with you until your fellow claims it, and then you shall give it back to him. You shall do the same with his donkey. You shall do the same with his garment. And so too shall you do with anything that your fellow loses and you find. You must not remain indifferent. Lo tuchal lehit alem. Returning lost objects seems like a no-brainer, but it's not always so easy. For example, my wife and I were on a cruise in the spring. As we were standing by the bar, I noticed a $50 bill sitting on the floor right in front of us. My first honest reaction, drinks are on God. But remembering this mitzvah, we gave it to the bartender, who loudly yelled, did anyone lose a $50 bill? A woman came running to the bar. It was mine. I lost it. Thank you. The bartender said, don't thank me. Thank this couple. She said to us, there are still good people in the world. Thank you. My response, you're lucky that a rabbi is here. Now, we didn't get a free drink, but I will say that fulfilling this mitzvah felt much better than all the drinks we could have purchased with that bill. And we didn't have a hangover either. But the mitzvah actually isn't so easy to perform. And the Talmud and the law codes go through example after example, because sometimes it isn't so easy to find the person who lost the object. And in fact, you may never find the person. So does the object go to the finder? But there is a line that is really important, and it highlights the effect of this mitzvah, the effect that it has on others. Lo tuchal lehitalem. It is translated, you shall not remain indifferent. But the literal translation is, you shall not hide yourself from it. This line changes the power of this mitzvah. What is it exactly? How can you hide yourself from an inanimate object? I believe the it isn't the item, but the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah of returning. It's probably intentional that we read about this mitzvah during this season, the weeks leading up to the high holidays, to Rosh Hashanah. The main mitzvah of the high holiday season is teshuvah. Within that word teshuvah, which we translate as repentance, is the word shuv, which means return. My friend Rabbi Jeff Salkin told me a story when he returned a lost item. A few years ago, he was in a store and he found a $20 bill on the floor. So he went to one of the salespeople and asked him to announce that there was an ownerless 20 and could the owner please come and claim it? The man looked at him like he was nuts. He said, don't you think everyone in the store is going to come running over here? Maybe, the rabbi replied, but this is what we have to do. Or at least, I'm going to give it to you, and you do what you feel you need to do. But here's the thing. As a Jew, I'm obligated to try to return lost objects. That's Jewish law. So the salesman looked at him and smiled and said to him, you know something? I'm actually Jewish. I haven't been to synagogue in years. And you tell me that's Judaism? To go around looking for someone who lost a 20? If that's Judaism, I gotta give it one more try. The 17th century Moroccan sage Chaim ben Moshe ibn Attar, in his Torah commentary, the Or HaChaim, riffs on this shared root of Hasheva, returning, and the idea of tshuva, repentance. He explains that these verses are really addressing our obligation to return Jews who are lost. We never know what mitzvah will bring a Jew who is lost back home. Returning a lost object can transform a person and a country. That flag that was returned that day is now hanging in the 9/11 Memorial in New York City at Ground Zero. When Brian returned the flag to that fire station, it must have been very difficult. He returned to a fire station, to the memories of that horrible day. It's not easy to return to those memories, to relive them again. And yet, it can change lives. The flag was presented by the president of the 9/11 Memorial, Joe Daniels. He said when the flag was finally returned, in the darkest hours of 9/11, when our country was at risk of losing all hope, the raising of this American flag by our first responders helped reaffirm that the nation would endure, would recover and rebuild, that we would always remember and honor all those who lost their lives and who risked their own to save others. We had always hoped this special flag and its story would be shared with our millions of annual visitors coming from around the world and for that we are thankful. It is during this time of the year, the month of Elul, in the high holiday season, when we must resist the urge to hide ourselves from performing acts of loving kindness because they might be inconvenient, because we know that a simple mitzvah of returning lost items can make a huge difference. As the Torah says, do not hide yourself from it, because fulfilling that mitzvah can make a world of difference.